it's a sweet baby girl. Yeah, it's her hour. Yeah. It's a sweet baby girl. Say, Daddy, can you hear me breathing? Say, can you hear me breathing, Daddy? Say, oh, I'm a mad little girl. Yeah, say, mad and hurt. Yes, I am. Say, I just spit up a little bit. Yeah, say, I'm laying in my bassinet. And I'm so mad. But listen to that, Elsa. You can tell when her feelings are hurt. Oh, say, sweet little girl. Oh, her so sweetie little girl. Say, your daddy's listening to you. Your daddy's listening to you cry. You better quit crying, yeah. Sweet little girl, better quit crying. Oh, no. No. Say, oh, Elsa, I'm so hurt. Yeah, so they just put me in this old bassinet and won't pick me up and rock me 24 hours a day. Say, no, they won't. Oh, say, Daddy. Say, Mommy, so mean to me. Say, boy, just wait till I come to you in Hawaii. Said, you'll rock me, won't ya? Say, yeah, Daddy will rock this girl. Yeah, and give her lots of tender love and care. Yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. He loves this girl. Yeah, he loves this little girl, too. Yes, he does. Oh, bless your heart. Oh. Isn't that pathetic? Listen to that. Say, Mommy, it's not funny. Oh, no, say, it's not funny.
Hello, darling. This is Friday, February the 2nd. And what you've just heard was recorded a few nights ago, and I thought you might enjoy hearing your sweet little wife talk to your most beautiful, precious, adorable daughter. Well, it's about 2:30 in the afternoon, and while Stephanie's down for a while, well, I thought I'd just record a little bit more of a tape to you. Today, I had a letter from you with the letter of Sandy's, or that you made to, wrote to Sandy in her class. And I read the letter, and Elsa, I just think you did the very best job. And if it's interesting to me, you know it'll be interesting to the children. And I just read it over twice because I learned things in there that you've never even told to me or any of the family. And it was so interesting, and I just thank you so much for being so sweet and taking the time to sit down and do something like this. And I'll call Sandy when she gets in from school today and tell her that it's here. Because tomorrow I'm going to Childress, and she can come by and pick it up tonight or in the morning sometime. And oh, darling, I got two wonderfully long, glorious, oh, beautiful, oh, just, oh, fantastic tapes from you. And in case you can't tell, I'm very, very excited about it. And I just had to sit down and tape a little bit to you and tell you how much I appreciate you recording the tapes, taking the time to go down to the office at night when you're so tired from being there all day and sitting and taping these to me and sending them. And I've just enjoyed them so much. And when Stephanie wakes up, well, we'll have to listen to them together, and you just bet your boots that we will. Terry's gone for a little while, and when she gets back, well, I have several errands to run, and come to think of it, here she comes right now. So I'll let you go and record some more later, but I just want you to know how excited I am about the tapes and how much I love you.
Daddy's other brother in Childress never does put himself out to do anything, but anyway, that's beside the point. And I just thought you might like to listen to your little girl cry. Today she really smiled for the first time. They say when they're smiling that they're having gas pains, but today you could tell it was a smile because she's really getting to where she'll follow voices now, just real, real good. And you can talk to her and she'll turn towards you, or somebody can come up behind her when I'm holding her and she'll roll her head back and look at them. And today, Nova had her this morning, and she
was laughing. Nova was at Stephanie, and all of a sudden Stephanie just broke out in the biggest grin and was just really looking at her, so she mimicked her, and then she just laughed, and we ran real quick for the camera, and we never could get her to do it again, of course. And she'd smile a couple other times later on, but we never could get her to.
Okay.
I tell you, Ellie, you got the sweetest little gal in this
house. You don't have to holler.
Margaret is having a time right now trying to get her to go back to sleep, but she's got her eyes shut, and I believe she's going to do it if I don't wake her up. But she's just about ready for Sandy. Margaret and Arlene can't satisfy her, you know, and that may be the problem. Yeah.
JB's one of the few that'll ever, when you turn it on, will really stop talking. Everybody always clams up.
Well, this coffee's sure good. It's a stout. It's pretty near walk along. Man, that's good.
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
Well, tell him you got your cotton laying in your barn.
Yeah, I got my cotton already up in the barn.
Early in the morning. Well, sometimes I've heard people say that their babies have certain time to exercise their lungs, and there's nothing you can do. Boy, don't you hope she don't pick that time.
And the doctor's spot book, it'll say that. It's the only really exercise that they get besides stretching is crying. And if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, it's too bad. Just bear with it if you can stand it.
I know, but it's Joe and it was a baby. He said just as soon as he walked in from work, that baby started screaming, and it screamed till 8 o'clock every night.
That usually just lasts the first 3 months. They call it the 3 months.
Don't you wish you had one of them mothers?
Yeah, when they're good, but
I'll help you all again.
I'd be like Sandra. Oh, I think if you wake up that time in the morning, you'd be so tired, you just
get up.
Yeah. But I think I'd sit down and rock, and I'd probably go to sleep and say.
Yeah, who knows that you were doing that?
No, I wasn't. Say something. Don't do that to Gil.
Get talking, JB.
Is that thing on?
Yeah.
I thought y'all'd let y'all talk longer.
Don't
you
mean?
Oh, well, he'd drink up all the whiskey his here, wouldn't he?
Man, I tell you, I got a whole fifth I'm saving for that boy. I bet he'll enjoy that. Been threatening about just taking and send it to him. But I believe I'll keep it, don't let him come home and get a hold of it.
He's forgot what a good boy LC is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You left Ray sitting there for a doctor here.
You have
one? No.
Ray's some of that poor doctor here.
Why, is he
Huh?
Is he there?
No. About Elle's a drinking Stephen the
drink. Oh, I forgot about that. Need him here to be telling some of those stories he told us about. That time y'all came down here, you know, and
we sure sat there for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I never last month the earnings put out with all of us.
I was really
shocked. His hand in the ceiling.
That old boy had me bleeding that for a while. Oh, my goodness, look here what we let our daughter marry. And that old boy talking like that.
I really figured when we got in the army that he'd be worse. Or not worse, excuse me, Elsa, but telling jokes. But we just never really heard any. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Somebody say something. Just spins round and round and round.
Anybody want a cracker? You want a cracker, Margaret?
No, don't be careful with that.
Elsa, boy, we missed you over here this year bird hunting.
That was great.
I carried that judge out with me, and you know what? He, the only way he could catch a bird to chase him down, he'd go over here with the butt of that shotgun.
Yeah, you never even shot one.
And every time I'd shoot, they'd be over that second hill by the time they'd fall on. He said, man, you didn't even come close. You didn't even get a feather out of that one.
Tried to set a trap to catch them all, but didn't catch none that way.
They all wore their heads out. We caught one, didn't we? Mm-hmm. Had sores on his head, afraid to eat him. But we got him out. Yeah, he jumped up against that water on top of that thing and had his whole head raw. Mm.
And didn't eat it?
Yeah, we ate it. Lord, we had to eat it. We was running short. We couldn't hit one with a gun.
Couldn't shoot him.
Yeah, you definitely.
She had to turn it down. Wait a minute, we're going to talk about this ram. Don't plug it in yet, we'll get us something lined out here. You haven't put that in yet, have you?
Uh-uh.
I bet you have. Yeah, it's going. Hurry up.
Boy, it's sure bad old Cotton John died last week. Too smoking too many of these cigarettes, Judge. Why don't you quit them silly things?
You're
going
to be a talking.
Damn, I was going to quit. That's my last one, though.
Yeah,
because
that's at MD Anderson.
It's last Thursday, I believe. They're going to have his funeral tomorrow.
And you know that Mr. Bailey out here had cancer, and then that Timmons guy that they sent to Temple last week had cancer? Cigarettes.
Oh, it couldn't be cigarettes.
That's right. Ella, of all things, while you're over yonder, quit your smoking, because it seems like that's going to kill everybody over here in the United States all.
You know, they was talking about this liquor deal. Fighting it, you know, liquor by the drinks or shots or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And said that, well, didn't know why they was fussing about liquor, said it wasn't killing near as many people as cigarettes. And that's true.
Got
to
die sometime or another.
No sense in pushing it.
No. Help yourself out, you know.
Elsa, you got that box with Stephanie in it yet?
Well, we nearly sent her the other night.
Why is that? Someone said to write and tell him that he's got a box. It'd be Stephanie.
It would be like the mama said, see, strap her on his back.
She keeps him legs growing up, doesn't she? That butt's sticking out.
No, no.
Well, boy, she's a good little thing, I think. I never ever heard her cry yet.
Come around about 12 at night, Elbow.
Say, Grandma just running me down.
And you got up and helped Sandra, too?
If she didn't know what I did.
Well, what did you do then? Go back to bed?
I usually sit up.
Well, that's important. Are they coming in? You're going to sit down.
Well, I'm not rocking with her, though. She gets heavy after a while. After about 3 or 4 hours jostling with her.
She don't bother me at night.
She didn't?
Well, the morning I get up to when she starts letting me know it. Put me on a lot of coffee.
You need her then. Get you ready for coffee, though.
She's alarm clock. You there?
Mm-hmm. Judge, you keep you any careless weeds for another year?
Yeah, I know you raised careless weeds and gotten to it, they'll be chewing bullets.
I mean, that's the deepest damn thing I ever seen a man do. He had careless weeds thick out there, and you couldn't chase a jackrabbit through them. But then when he got it, he pulled a bell and had it thick.
You stretch it.
Did you want to lay on her stomach? Then I can't lay down. I'm afraid I might let her head flop.
Oh, you probably won't.
Let me hold her a while.
Yeah, let Jamie have her if she's sleeping.
She'll sleep.
I tell you they just won't let me hold the baby.
Let him hold her. She's not going to have to eat in a while anyway.
Just lay her.
Come over here, Gab. Let me see. Come here.
Oh, honey, I'm afraid you hurt.
Oh,
Margaret. No, I wouldn't hurt. I've got to go get me a clinic. Come here, Judy. That a girl.
No. Now, honey,
you've
got to hold her. Hey.
Okay, we're going to kill her, Margaret. Yeah, that baby. Yeah. Well, here, go back to sleep now. Get your head in. Little old jiggy hand. Boy, she's ready to go back to snoozing. Okay, that kind of too blamed ugly. Look at it. I'll have to keep my eyes shut. Yes, sir. Yeah, see, I wouldn't want to look at him in the face very long. See, I had to put a sack over his head. Wouldn't. he had got Elder's nose, Judge, a little bit. Kind of flat, you know.
Why, that looks like a baby to me. Really can't tell.
She's out like a
lot. She's got little long hands, though.
Well, she got gripping in her hands.
Yeah, yeah, look at her gripping over that finger. Where you going? Huh? See, I'm ready to go to see you. Yeah. Yeah. Who smile for me?
Taking those pills that I've sent you before.
Have a cookie, Elsa.
Is that
things? Well, them are good cookies. Them are bought cookies, though. Early ain't quick cookies. She makes plenty of hot coffee, though. Don't she? Yes, sirree. She quit driving that new Oldsmobile. I have never seen her on the streets of Childress in that thing. Yeah. I think I'll see if I can find that old one. I believe I got it spotted down here at Goodley.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I have.
Wayland College
on the back. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it down there at the garage at Goodley.
One.
I thought I'd stop there other day and see if I could bring it back home where they can go to town.
Yeah, he said it looked like y'all. I took one uptown the other afternoon and I had to walk across the street and look back before I could find the car because I couldn't remember where I parked it.
How do you like to drive that fancy job?
It's pretty nice.
Drive like a dream?
Yeah. Pretty nice.
Well, Law says that Chevrolet, Sandy's, is a swell little car. He said, man, that's a little top.
All right. Are you listening to that, Elsa?
Man, he said that little Chevy run up 110 miles an hour. Is that what you said the other day?
Yeah, I got it downhill full of the beat a little bit. Tailwind.
So, man, you throw everything in there out, and man, that Chevy will outdo them old automobiles any day.
He's pretty good
running
that little car.
Yeah, he did. It sure sounded good out there. Because, you know, when the car was wore out, it sheet.
Well, I take you down to Rooker, had the front end lined up, but it wasn't out of again. But one little old shim on one side.
What was it like
that day? Put a thermostat.
Hey, Mike, tell you about working on Jay's pickup this week.
No, gosh, I
did. Mari, don't tell off on me. I didn't need to mention that.
And you pick it
for
me.
Oh, my man.
What do you have done to it, Mari? Overhauled it?
Well, see, he come in one morning, he said, should I take that pickup to town and have Mike put a clutch in it, or should I let Garrett do it? So he owed me $10, so I think I might just let him do it. And I said, oh, you better take it to Mike. Anybody can put in a clutch. So he took it over to Mr. Garrett and stayed over there a day, and he couldn't get it, and he went over there and helped him and Mr. Garrett worked on it a whole day, and finally he came in at dinner and said, I'm going to have to take that pickup to Mike's if we can't fix it. So I said, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't want to take it up there after I did try to work on it yourself. And they ended up taking it up there. Mike fixed it.
We pulled it to town, Mike, and then we put it in his shop. We couldn't get the transmission back in the silly thing. About 10 minutes, he put it in there, and I crawled in there and bolted it all up. That time, Mike got back. He got in there, and he wouldn't shift. He said, boy, that ain't worth a debt, you know? I said, well, 5 o'clock, I said, fix it tomorrow. That ain't no good in there. I said, put everything in it new again, boy. And so he went down, got a new, pulled it out, clutch tore up on it. Split, busted. He got another clutch. Well, that pressure plate's all right. It's a new one.
Turn it on.
Put it back in. It wouldn't work. Then he pulled the thing out again and threw it on the floor and went pulled out and got a pressure plate and clutch and put it back in again. Man, it works all right now, but it tore into 3 times.
Where'd you get the first one?
Down at Jimmy's.
Oh, that's the only thing you buy them before the
outside. I didn't know that, see.
Yeah, you buy them there and they're guaranteed.
Yeah, that's what Mike said.
Yeah.
Hello, darling. This is Sunday, the 25th of February, and I'm sitting here on the divan in the living room, and Mother and Daddy have been gone for about an hour now. It's about 2:30, And I guess they left about 1:15 to go back to Childress. And of course, Mother was crying and Daddy hugged me and everything. And they really did hate to leave and leave me here. And of course, I kind of hated to come back home, really, and be without them. And probably if I hadn't have had a doctor's appointment tomorrow and then had to have taken Stephanie back this coming Friday to get her shots, well, I imagine I would have stayed another week with them because I won't get down there as often. But I told them that before I came to Hawaii that I would at least come one weekend and maybe I could get old Terry to come with me or something. And if you hear a little slurping in the background, it's your daughter because she's drinking a bottle. And I tried to tape to you a while ago, but I called two of the girls in the Sunday school class to see how they were and decided to go ahead and just wait till Stephanie woke up, and then I could tape while I was feeding her, and at least I'd have her down for a little while, although I don't know how long she'll stay, but at least long enough to drink part of her bottle. Yesterday we got here about 2:30, I guess, and we unloaded the car and everything, and Terry was real glad to see us, and then she went on out to Oulton to spend the weekend, and then we let Stephanie rest for a while, and I had to run just a few errands, and then we went on out about 5:30 or 6, I guess, and stayed till about 10:30 last night. And we were pretty tired when we got back, and it was about 12:30, I guess, before we got this dear little girl down. But she slept till 7 this morning, and I nursed her, then I gave her a bottle. And I've been giving her mostly bottles here lately because I just don't have enough milk. And we weighed her on the baby scales, Elsa, when we got in yesterday, and she weighed just nearly 10 pounds. You should see her. She's the fattest little thing. She's got the fattest cheeks, and her legs are so fat. And she's just a pretty sweet little old girl, and I'm just real, real proud of her. I kind of thought maybe yesterday I'd have a letter from you, but I didn't, so maybe you sent one home. Terry got one from you. And she let me read it, and I really did enjoy it. And I hope you don't have gray hairs when you get home, but if you do, well, I'll just love you even that much more. And I don't care if you're bald-headed and snaggle-toothed. And I'm so happy to hear when you write to somebody and tell them how proud you are of Stephanie and everything, because I'm just equally as proud of her, and I just am counting the days till R&R. I wrote you a letter on the way up here yesterday, and then I finished it yesterday afternoon before we went to Oulton, and got it in the mail, and we just had 63 more days yesterday, and today is 62 more days, and I hope maybe I can get this tape finished where I can get it into the mail to you tomorrow when I go to the doctor. I'll need to go to the post office, and I need to take the checks. I got, when I got home, I had oodles and oodles of mail. I had a letter from Mary Lou, and she hadn't had that baby yet, and I had one from Denny and Vivian, and one from Barbara and Harold, and one from I don't know who all. So I just put them in with my letters and mailed them on to you and hope that you enjoy reading them. We got a little gift from Joe and Carol, and it was a real cute little pink fuzzy wuzzy cap for next year for Stephanie and some little white mittens. And we got a gift from the West, and she wrote a letter and said Joe Francis had hurt his leg in paratrooper school and was back with Carol now. I guess maybe he had been at a different base and said that at least he'd be there when the baby was born, so I just wonder if he can even be a paratrooper now. And she didn't go into any great detail or anything. But, oh, your daughter's just the most precious little thing. She's just sitting here just listening to me talk to you and gulping her bottle, and she's just acting so silly. Yeah, her just acting so, so silly. Yeah. Liz and Ronnie are getting ready to go back to Dallas. He has a week in Albuquerque, and Wendy's going to stay and go to school at Oulton, and then next weekend he's going to come and pick her up. Your daughter is dirtying her diapers while I am sitting here holding her. Stephanie! Oh! As long as I was using the Pampers, I didn't mind, but now that I'm using regular diapers, oh, what a mess we do have. Oh, my goodness me. Let me lay you down and maybe you can dirty them better. Let me lay this girl down. I bet you need to burp, don't you? Can we get a burp for Daddy? Let's see if we can get a burp for Daddy. Can you burp for Daddy? Come on. Oh, my. There went a little one. Bet you couldn't hear that, could you? You got another one? Jason got another burp. Huh? Can you burp another one? Are you all three burping? Boy, sometimes she can really belt them out.
Oh, no. Let's see if it dirtied it very much.
Well, not too much. You want to finish eating first? Let's finish eating before we go change that old diaper. Yeah, what's the more? Oh, goodness me. Yeah, so that's pretty good stuff. Yeah. Say, not as good as mother's milk was, but it's pretty good. I'm so anxious to hear what Dr. Wagner has to say about her, and she's just gotten so fat, even though I've taken her off of the oatmeal and baby food, and maybe Friday when I take him back, well, he can suggest something I can do to start her back on the baby food. Maybe he'll give me some different kind of cereal that won't be so constipating. I sure hope so, because it sure made her miserable. And boy, she really gulps this 4 ounces of milk down, boy, just glup, 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 glup. And I've been using powdered infant meal, mixing it with the water and everything, and I've just got 4 little bottles. She won't take those Playtex bottles, you know, that Helen had given me, and that you use the plastic liners with. She just doesn't like that nipple. Maybe once she gets a little bit older, and might even be whole milk when she's 6 months old, that I change to that she'll take them. But I hope that she'll take them pretty soon, because I just have these 4 little tiny glass bottles that they gave me. They're just 4-ounce bottles in the hospital. And then I bought a Curity nipple. It's real different. I'll have to nearly draw you a picture of it, but she really likes it and will take the milk real good. But that Playtex, she just fights it, boy. She doesn't like it at all. The first part of the tape was February the 2nd, and then when I got home, well, I let JB and Margaret and Mother and Daddy tape, and I hope you enjoyed it. I think you will. I really enjoyed doing it. And I intended to get Marianne and Betty to tape, and I just forgot all about it. That was such a hurried weekend with the shower and everything. And that reminds me, I have some more thank you notes to write, since I got some gifts while I was gone. I said I did get your check. It was $160, and I thank you so much. And I'm putting it right in the safety deposit box tomorrow. And then I got my check for last month, and it was $130.60, so they must have added on for Stephanie, because it was just $100. Did you go to the finance office and take the birth certificate? I was wondering if you did, and that's the reason that I got it, but I don't think you would have had time before I got my check, though. I don't know, but anyway, I hope that maybe I can take $50 out of the $130 and put in the safety deposit box, and I think that'll be enough. Because I've been thinking of all different ways to scrimp and save on the money to really make us have more spending money. And I've decided not to have my hair fixed, just to maybe ever so often go in and let her comb it or cut it and fix it for me. And then I may let her fix it when I come to you. And then, there's all sorts of ways I can. I don't need anything except just the essentials. And Stephanie sure doesn't need any clothes or anything. But just what I have to have grocery-wise and things for Stephanie and I, like I said, the essentials, and we're just doing just real fine, and it's really a lot more fun to me to save for something like this than if I was just trying to save money. I know I could save a lot more than what I do, but sometimes it gets to bothering me, because I think we're just not going to have anything when you get home, and then I get to thinking, well, I just don't care. We're just not making anything, and I can't just sit here and not do anything. And I enjoy buying and sending tapes to you and pictures and the film and all this, and so I'm just going to do it, and I just don't worry about the money. And I feel like you feel the same way. And this little gut here is drinking out of this whole bottle.
It's her head.
Just almost gone. Nearly a whole 4 ounces, no less than.
Yeah. No wonder her's getting so fat and double-chinned. Yeah.
Liz may come in tonight and spend the night with us, because she has a hair appointment tomorrow at 9:30. So I told her, well, why didn't she? And she said, well, she might if she got things pretty well packed up. She's going to leave Tuesday and go to Albuquerque and find them an apartment and get all moved in and everything. And this coming weekend, well, Ronnie will come through and pick up Wendy and go on down. All gone. It's all gone, sugar booger. Yeah. Can I burp again for Daddy? Let's give him a big old burp. Can you give your daddy a big old burp? Huh? Can you give your daddy a big old burp? Sometimes she won't burp the second time since she started on this bottle. and it doesn't make her have colic or anything. Sometimes I'll have to go lay her down and then she'll burp, but I don't know. She said, I just don't need to burp sometimes, so I just don't. Mm. There's a kiss from Daddy. Mm. There's another one and a great old big bear hug. Yeah. We're going to have to sing Daddy your lullaby that I wrote to him, aren't we? And oh, how much we enjoyed the poem that Daddy sent to us. Oh, we just enjoyed that so much. Yes, we did. Can't you burp? Oh, come on and give him a big burp. We don't have any burps of this girl. She's just sitting here, Elsa, looking at this tape recorder go round and round. So what is that thing? She's the most hot-natured kid. I've got on a sweater and slacks. And she's been laying, of course, up against my arm, and her hair is just sopping wet. Say, I'm a hot-natured kid. Say, yeah. Say, I'm not going to have cold feet like my daddy does. The padding you hear in the background is me beating on her, trying to get her to burp. And when this runs out, well, you just turn it over, and I stopped the tape to play part of it, and she burped while I did it. Wouldn't you know it? So.